On that day, King Ahasuerus gave the house of Haman, the enemy of the Jews, to Queen Esther. And Mordecai came before the king, because Esther had disclosed what he was to her. Then the king took off his signet ring, which he had taken away from Haman, and gave it to Mordecai. And Esther set Mordecai over the house of Haman.
Then Esther spoke again to the king, fell at his feet, wept and pleaded for his compassion to avert the evil scheme of Haman, the Agagite, and his plot which he had devised against the Jews. And the king extended the golden scepter to Esther. So Esther got up and stood before the king. Then she said, if it pleases the king, and if I have found favor before him, and the matter seems proper to the king, and I am pleasing in his sight, let it be written to revoke the letters devised by Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, which he wrote to eliminate the Jews who are in all the king's provinces. For how can I endure to see the disaster which will happen to my people? How can I endure to see the destruction of my kindred? So King Ahasuerus said to Queen Esther and to Mordecai the Jew, behold, I have given the house of Haman to Esther, and they have hanged him on the wooden gallows, because he
time in the third month, that is the month Sivan, on the 23rd day. And it was written in accordance with everything that Mordecai commanded the Jews, the satraps, the governors, and the officials of the provinces, which extended from according to its script, and to every people according to their language, as well as to the Jews according to their script and their language. He wrote in the name of King Ahasuerus and sealed it with the king's signet ring, and sent letters by chorus on horses, riding on royal relay horses, offspring of racing mares. In the letters, the king granted the Jews who were in each and every city the right to assemble and to defend their lives, to destroy, kill, and eliminate the entire army of any people or province which was going to attack them, including children and women, and to plunder their spoils on one day in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, on the 13th day of the 12th month, that is, the
month Adar, a copy of the edict to be issued as law in each and every province was published to all the peoples, so that the Jews would be ready for this day to avenge themselves on their enemies. The couriers, hurrying and speeded by the king's command, left, riding on the royal relay horses. And the decree was issued at the citadel in Susa. Then Mordecai went out from the presence of the king in a royal robe of violet white, with a large crown of gold and a garment of fine linen and purple.